Trees for Troops. Hello and welcome again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. The nation's Christmas tree growers are helping bring a little holiday cheer to our troops and their families again this season. Gary Crawford has our report.
On our fighting front, there are
It's Christmas 1944, World War II.
I'm sure that all of us are offering up prayers for the gallant gang of American kids to whom anything that has to do with peace still seems very far away.
Entertainers like Bing Crosby there try their best to bring a little holiday cheer to our troops overseas and to the families they left behind here at home. And today, that same kind of thing is still going on, trying to help our folks in uniform, and it is not just celebrities supporting the troops. But, for example, this country's Christmas tree growers.
We just want to go ahead and show them that we support them and we love them.
This is Paul Battaglia. He's a Christmas tree grower headquartered in San Martin, California, but with farms near Salem, Oregon as well. He is chairman of a program by the National Christmas Tree Association called Trees for Troops. It started last year when the tree growers teamed up with FedEx to donate and deliver about 4,300 real Christmas trees to troops and their families here and overseas.
And it went over so well, and FedEx wanted to do it again, and we did, and so we got it going again, and this year we hope to deliver over 12,000 Christmas trees to families both here stateside and the troops overseas.
And yes, there are trees headed right now for some areas in the world that could use a little holiday cheer.
We do have trees that are going to Afghanistan, and we also have trees that are going to Iraq, and it's going to one of the carriers that's out there. We're all proud of what they're doing, defending our freedom and our peace.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
A great program from our nation's Christmas tree farmers helping spread cheer around the world. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.